Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome back. This is episode number 16 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is, Oh, Give Thanks. Have you noticed how our society seems to have shifted from Halloween right into Christmas, skipping over Thanksgiving Day? Have you found it hard to find Thanksgiving Day cards and the different materials to celebrate Thanksgiving Day? Have you noticed how several Christmas programs are being shown on TV and not that many for Thanksgiving? I don't know about you, but I've received a multitude of advertisements encouraging me to focus on and think about Black Friday, and not many about Thanksgiving Day, which comes before Black Friday. Well, in the Word of God, we are always encouraged to have a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude to our Lord. We see many examples of this in Scripture. For example, in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, we see the story of the 10 lepers who were cleansed by Jesus, and how only one came back to give him thanks. And the Lord said in this passage, where are the other nine? Well, may we understand again that thanksgiving is so important because it steers us away from being selfish or self-centered, and it helps us to realize and to express to God that we truly know that all that we have comes from him and is sustained by his grace alone. I would like to share a few passages from Psalm 107 to encourage your heart today. I know that this psalmist is really talking about the nation Israel and their deliverance and their interaction with God, but I would like to share these few passages so that we can see how the principles from this psalm applies even to us today. So looking at verse 1, it states, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. So we're encouraged to give thanks or to express gratitude or appreciation or to acknowledge the Lord's interaction in our lives. And we're told in this first verse, there's two reasons why we should give thanksgiving. First of all, because the Lord is good in the way that he deals with us. He gives us delight and pleasure. He works on our behalf in a good way, not in evil toward us. And he's righteous in everything that he does. We know in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, it says, He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So whether we're believers or not, God is good toward us, and God does take care of us, but especially those we know that are his children and are of his household. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And so the second reason we're told to give thanks in this passage is because of his love toward his children, which endures forever. Now, really, either reason is enough for us to have ceaseless praise and gratitude. But secondly, we should give thanks because his love is a love that is a committed love. It's an unchanging love, unconditional love. It's a love whereby he is determined that he will never give up on us, especially as we put our faith and our trust in him. Now, the same cannot be said of us because, as we know with our human hearts, we're prone to wander away from the living God. Yet that is why we should all the more give our thanks to him for his unending love and mercy and his goodness toward us, especially when we come to him in repentance. In Psalm 136, it repeats this verse 1 that I just read in Psalm 107 over and over again. I just want to break and just take a side note and look at Psalm 136. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever." Then verse 2, "Oh, give thanks unto God, the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever." And it just continues on down through the whole Psalm of 136, repeating this over and over, how he's good and his mercy endures forever. For example, in verse 4, "To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever." Then verse 6, "To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever." And then verse 7, "To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever." These psalmists are just letting us know there's so many things to be thankful for because God's mercy endures forever. Maybe for us, we can put our own thanks within these passages by saying, "Boy, I know that God is good, and I'm giving thanks to him because he put food on my table today, and his mercy endures forever." Maybe we could say, "I give thanks to the Lord because he opened my eyes to see today. His mercy endures forever." We can go on and say, "Boy, I give thanks to the Lord today because I have a warm house and I was able to have a hot shower. His mercy endures forever." Well, you get the idea of what I'm saying. There are so many things in which we can give thanks to the Lord and whereby we can really express that he's been good to us and very merciful. And of course, when we think about his mercy, it's him blessing us and not giving us the punishment or the things that we deserve, but yet having mercy on us and blessing us in spite of ourselves. Now, all of us have experienced life storms in one way or another, and yet, if we look, we can see that God has truly kept us and that he has been good. All right, let's look again at Psalm 107 and then verse 2. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Now, of course, Israel was redeemed from persecution, slavery, oppression, and problem, and brought back into the land. But we should also say how God has been good to us and merciful. It's saying here, let the redeemed, those that have been redeemed or brought out of sin, brought out of slavery to the devil and all of his control over us that he had at one time. All of us who have been redeemed from a lifestyle that was contrary to God, a lifestyle whereby we were enemies and under the wrath of God, and now we've been redeemed or brought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ to where now we're brought into the family of God. We have been brought out of an old lifestyle into a new lifestyle by God himself, and not because of our own goodness, but only because of his goodness and his love that we're redeemed. And so in here, the psalmist is saying, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We need to say it. We need to thank God. What were you brought out of? Were you brought out of fear, fornication, gossiping or evil speaking, self-centeredness, a financial loss, a bad marriage, sickness? Say so. Express it. Show gratitude. So here it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. What enemy were you brought out of? I know for all of us, we were brought out of the bondage and slavery to Satan, and out of the dominion of the sin that we were in at one time in our life. So we can at least say, boy, I thank God he redeemed me from the hand of the enemy, if just for Satan. but we've had other enemies in our lives. Let us say so. Let us declare the goodness of the Lord and His mercy. We need to express it with our lips. We need to show gratitude from our hearts, because He's always willing to restore any who call upon Him. So we need to praise God for our salvation, our sanctification, and the confident hope that we have of one day being glorified with Him too, knowing that we have been redeemed, brought back, and brought into a life, and have been restored in a relationship with God, the Father, and His Son. Then let's jump down in Psalm 107, down to verse 8. It says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Now, this phrase that I just read in verse 8 of Psalm 107 is repeated three times in Psalm 107. Well, first of all, it's stated in verse 1. Then it's repeated in verse 15, verse 21, and verse 31. And so do you think the Lord is trying to tell us something? Oh, that men, that all of us would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. What can you thank Him for today? How has He been good to you? Will you stop after this podcast and just give Him thanks for the goodness in which He's done to you? I'm sure there's something that you can thank Him for, even if it's just a breath in your body. All right, verse 9 of Psalm 107 says, "For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." Just as Israel traveled through the desert, we too have our own deserts in life, with its dust storms, unrelenting sun, scorching heat, and absence of water. And yet, it's in these times that our souls can indeed begin to strongly crave and have a need for or desire specific things, because we are lacking and we have a need to be filled. We have a longing. We have a hunger. And yet I know, and I'm sure you can attest to the fact, that God is the only one that can truly satisfy our longing souls, our hungry souls. We find that this is stated truthfully in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 as well, because we find in that chapter that it tells us how the Lord has made us so that we have an emptiness that only He can fill, and that only He can satisfy our longing souls, our hungry souls. And I have found this to be true in my own life. People, things, more money, more materials do not ultimately or completely satisfy our longing and hungry souls. This is the point that all of us as believers need to remember, that we'll never discover anything more satisfying than the Lord, who is able to meet all of our needs and quench all of our desires and our longings. So again, Psalm 107 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." And then verse 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." And then verse 8, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men." And then verse 9, "And the reason why we give thanks again is for He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." Let us not focus on what we don't have, whether it's in our marriage, in our friendships, or within ourselves. Instead, let's begin to focus on what we do have and begin to thank Jesus for these good things. And even if right now you cannot put your hand on anything on earth that you can be thankful for, you can thank Jesus for who He is and what He has done in your life, and for the blessed hope of knowing that one day you will be with Him in heaven if you have prayed and asked Him to be your Savior. Well, today, start giving thanks for the small and great blessings. Jot down your blessings in a journal on your computer, or just someplace so that you could go back and read them when times become rough or discouraging. You'll be amazed at how God has been with you every step of the way, and He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So remember, let's give thanks for everything, regardless of the circumstances or how we're feeling. Let's express gratitude from our hearts to the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Be joyful always, praying continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I pray that this has helped you to maintain a grateful heart to the Lord. So visit our website and click on the section, Receive Jesus, if you've never prayed to receive Jesus to redeem you or save you from your sins. And until next time, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.